Galway Ladies Football Manager Stephen Glennon. Stephen, that's a sweet win. It was well, good battle and a hard over hard fought victory.
I think that was the most important thing today, is that we came up and showed up. All they were looking for, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, is the performance, because you're coming up against the All-Ireland champions and a team with pedigree and a team that are very good in what they do. So we just wanted to measure up and see where we're at, and please God stay in the game for as long as we could. And the girls did that, and the fact that they did, they kept going. Like even when Dublin came back there towards the end, you were saying, well, at least we got the performance for whatever, 58 minutes, 59 minutes, but then the girls just pushed on again, and all credit to them, it was brilliant.
Because that was the thing, we said it in the preview too, this was kind of like the game to be the marker, a away game against the All-Ireland champions, see exactly where you are after some up and down performances as well. But it's not just picking up this victory, it's the way you picked it up, as you touched on there, coming back again one last time to get those two late points.
Yeah, I think a lot of it too is that, you know, for the last month we've been together and the girls have put their head down and worked really hard, where, you know, maybe Dublin's preparations coming into this game were disrupted with the All-Star trip, where we'd won on it in Sinead Burke and they had 10 on it, you know, and we had a lot of time to go through, I suppose nearly forensically so, go through a lot of things that we wanted to do, and you know, it did make the world of difference. In 2 or 3 or 4 weeks time, if we make a semi-final and we meet these guys again, it'll be a whole different ball game.
Stephen, are you saying the storm, Emma, the Beast from the East and all that malarkey, which could have actually benefited your Galway team?
No, because we would have liked the game. Then we would play Westmeath after the Kerry game. We felt at that stage we had momentum. And if we had played Westmeath, the team that went out that day would have been a whole lot different from what went out today, because we felt, you know, we had settled a little bit. And it was, still hadn't changed a whole lot, but there was a few positional switches that we did make, and a few players came into our reckoning since then because they had an extra month to prepare. So we kind of knew, maybe even learning from last year from the Cork game, where we had the thing where we tried to put out nearly the same team that played the Connacht final, we put out against Cork. Nearly, not so much regardless of form, but because we felt it was settled. This time, well, we had the core of it settled, but there were players who had been pushing for places as well that got their look in today, and thankfully they measured up.
Now, Stephen, I missed the Kerry game, and I'd seen one or two positional switches. Both Lisa Gannon back in the fullback line was the one that caught my eye at the start. But also, two players coming back, and you'd be delighted to see game time for Emer Flaherty and Roisin Leonard.
Yeah, Roisin, and like Roisin, in fairness, has had a long haul to get back, and the last number of weeks she's been getting there, and it was getting discouraging for her as well. You know, she was, you know, she'd been putting in a time, and it was slow, and it was frustrating for her. But you know, the last number of weeks now, she'll admit herself, she's not up to where she should be. But you know, it was important to get her on even for 10-15 minutes today to give her a sniff of the battle again, and to get to, you know, to help her along. So that was the reason there. And then Emer, of course, we had come back late in the league because she, after the club campaign, you know, it was very hard to keep going right throughout. So she took a little bit of time off, and she's been back in, and she's been working away. And you know, in fairness, she's been great. Like, she hasn't looked for game time. If anything, the opposite, she sees the need to develop and make sure that all these young players are getting game time in them. And as you said, whenever she's needed upon or needed to be called upon, she'd be there. And today, for that last 20 minutes, she was needed, and like, got one massive turnover for us there, and you know, it all contributed to the win.
In defence as well, there was an awful lot of hard working as well. I remember Charlotte Cooney once doing a very important interception, well, even though we were worried for a second the ball might go in over the line. But he started off well, 3 points to nil in front, and then Dublin really got themselves going. They got their noses ahead, had a few goal opportunities too, which would be something no doubt you look at. But again, you finished the half strongly with 3 points.
Yeah, and you know, I suppose that's one of the big things today is that it was always to stay in the game. You don't really know where you're at, Darren, coming up here. Like, I haven't played a competitive game for a month. You feel things are going well in training. You feel the girls are tuned in. But, you know, it's not until you get out on the field you don't really know. And that's what happened today. Like, they came out and they came with really controlled performance, then kind of lost their way a bit, which kind of tends to happen. But the important thing was in that period, you know, they kept plugging, they kept working, they kept showing the bit of industry. And then again, when they managed to swing it around in their own favour again, they were able to put scores on the board. So, you know, they're still growing. You know, we've a lot of young players in last year and this year, and they're beginning to, please God, gel a bit now. And you know, hopefully we can grow further from this. And you know, again, I keep saying this is only one afternoon in our year. You know, we have Cork next week, and that's, if we don't reset ourselves and get our minds focused again, we could be in trouble there. So it's hugely important now that we go away and get ourselves right for the next week.
I was just asking about Cork in just a moment, Stephen, going back to the second half performance as well. And in fairness to Dublin too, they get plugging away when things were going against them, and they got a fortunate goal at the end there from Nicole Owens. But you must have really marvelled at your own goal. A good long ball in, Sarah Kennedy sending out wide, and while Nicola Ward was taken first by Corner Sells, she eventually spotted Katrina Cormigan, and a lovely low slot to the back of the net.
That was a great goal, you know, and yeah, I didn't think it was going to go in because the angle was so tight. But yeah, like Katrina, she's seen against Mayo, she did the exact same thing. She's a leader, like she when she gets some ball. But you see right throughout the field, you had Charlotte, Nicola, Anya McDonough, the first half, and I hate now naming players, but like everybody really played a part there at some stage today, right up to the full forward, like Leanne Cohen, first year in, and she was flying it today as well. So, you know, I'm just totally happy, not so much with individuals, but collectively, that we came together to produce a hard-working performance, and that's all you can ask for.
Now, you've said it already, Cork next week, if there was ever two games to come together perfectly, it'll be this, and you'll be hoping this confidence and this victory will carry on to the game next weekend.
Yeah, you know, like we don't need reminding what happened when we started well against Cork in the quarterfinal last year, played for 20 minutes, and after that then was just an absolute nightmare for everybody involved. And, you know, I don't know if we'll harness that this week. I don't think we will, because I think it's more important that we go back and we get back to the training ground this week on Wednesday evening, and we do start keep working on the things we have been working on. Even Tim Rabbit said it last week. He said, do you know what? He said the result doesn't matter against Dublin, because win, lose or draw, we'll still be back doing the same things next Wednesday evening as we've been doing on this Wednesday evening. And he's right. It doesn't change anything. It just strengthens our position on the table, strengthens our move to try and get to a semi-final. But other than that, though, you know, it's about keeping and looking for that improvement the whole time.
Stephen, last question before I let you go, and even talking about the semi-final as well. If anything, export those expectations, you'll try of the cap now, because you have Westmeath the following weekend. You'll be red-hot favourites to win that game, but you'll be trying to keep all the focus about Cork.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think that will be the case, you know. Like, I've seen a small move in the girls, that they have grown to you know, to, I suppose, harness what's in the camp and to focus on things that's immediately in front of them. Because, you know, you can talk about, you know, winning leagues and All-Irelands and Connacht Championships and all that sort of thing, but at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is the next game. And, you know, we know that more than anybody. So we need to go away this week and make sure we get our recovery in, and then get back to the training ground and see what we can improve on. And that'll be the big thing leaving here today. What can we improve on? Because it wasn't the cleanest performance in the world either. Yes, we got the win, and it's huge for confidence and huge for morale. But, you know, if we go away thinking that we're world beaters now at this stage, that's not the case. We have to go away and look at those times in the game where, you know, we weren't really at it, and we have to improve on that.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thanks a million, Darren.